giving us quite a show.
Yes, I can see that.
You should be very proud of Bud.
I am.
He won the fire-building event, and he almost won the obstacle course race.
Almost won?
Well, his friend Stevie fell, and Bud stopped to help him up.
Oh, I see. Well, I didn't know the Cubs and the Scouts competed together.
Well, there were some events where they teamed up. That poor Stevie. He seems to be a born loser when it comes to athletics. They even had to stop the canoe race because he fell in the water.
Well, he's got other qualities. He's got a very good mind, you know. And I'm glad that Bud's teamed up with him. I think it might help Bud a little bit. Nice going.
Thanks, Dad.
Well, you about ready to go?
Oh, Dad, I was wondering, can I please stay a little longer?
Well, I just stopped by to see what I could do about the transportation problem.
Oh, thank you, but it's all taken care of. I promised to drop Stevie and some of the others. Bud can come along too if he likes.
Oh, could I, Dad?
All right, Bud, if you want.
Thanks. Oh, I won a prize. I'll show Flipper.
What'd he win?
Scout canteen.
Well, that ought to come in handy.
He would have won grand prize, Mr. Ricks, if it hadn't been for me.
Oh, don't take it so hard, Stevie. You did your best. Look, maybe someday you'll be able to help Bud. Hmm? Well, I better be going. They're opening the floodgates of the canals to take some of the runoff from the Everglades, and I want to check on it. I'll see you later. Take care of yourself, Stevie. Bye-bye.
See what you helped me win, Flipper?
Thanks.
Window, Stevie. I put on the air conditioning. Vi går över dagstänkta berg faller av, som lånat av smaragderna sin färg faller av. Sorger har vi inga, våra glada visor klinga när vi går över dagstänkta berg faller av. Det gamla och kloka molé faller av. Vi är ej förståndiga som det faller av. Men vem skulle sjunga om våren den unga, om vi vore kloka som det faller av. Men vem skulle sjunga om våren den unga, om vi vore kloka som det faller av. Men vem skulle sjunga om våren den unga, om vi vore kloka som det faller av.
That's nice. What does it mean?
Oh, it's a song about freedom and open spaces and mountains and happy people.
Say, if we take the slingshot road up ahead, we'll save some time.
Slingshot? Why do they call it that?
Because it meets the highway at about a 20-degree angle. On the map, it looks like a slingshot. There it is.
Doesn't look like a very good road, Stevie.
No problem, as long as you drive carefully.
All right, as long as you say so.
Flipper, go on home. Bud will meet you there.
Joe, everything all right?
Yeah, they've already opened the floodgates on the East Canal. We're all set to go on this one.
All right, have you checked the road to make sure no one's on it?
Not yet, but I'll go over it before I tell them to open the floodgates at the other end.
All right, fine. See you later.
To get help. Try the door, Stevie. Come on.
I already did. It won't budge. The window won't go down either.
But it's going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. This.
Dad, my head hurts.
It's going to be all right, Bud. It's going to be quite all right.
Help! Help! Help!
Charlie, all clear on Slingshot. You can open floodgate one. I'm going to check the other roads.
Get you home soon, Bud. We're going to get you home soon.
Sure, there'll be another car along any minute.
Take the slingshot turn off?
You did not make me.
That certainly wasn't your fault that a deer ran out of the bushes when it did. I wish just once I could do something right.
Don't talk like that, Stevie. The most important thing right now is to take care of Bud.
Oh. Miss Nordstrand, look!
How can I practice with you making so much noise? Flipper, I asked you to be quiet.
Sandy, I just talked to Al Hart. He said he left Rusty off over an hour ago and that Stevie and Bud had already left. Now, that means they should have been here by now.
You know that truck of Ula's. They may have had a flat tire or engine trouble.
No. They would have called me. I guess I better go look for them. Now, you stay here by the phone. If they get here, you can reach me by radio.
Okay.
Where is it all coming from? There wasn't that much water in the canal.
They must have opened the floodgates.
The floodgate?
What are you doing, Stevie?
It's just a chance. The canteen will float, and the canal flows into the sea and the coral king. Maybe somebody will find it. Don't be too scared, Miss Nordstrand. We'll be safe. You'll see.
Thank you. find him?
No. I don't suppose you've heard anything. Well, I checked Stevie's house. He's not home either. Guess we better call the sheriff.
Wait. Flipper's got something. It's a canteen.
Yeah, it looks like the one that Bud just won at the camporee. Flipper, give me that canteen. Come on, Flipper.
Is it, Dad?
This is it. I know this is it. Flipper, where'd you get this canteen? Show me, Flipper, where'd you get this canteen? Come on, Sandy, get the bottle line.
Yes, of course. Vi går över dagstänkta berg faller av. Som lånat av smaragdarna sin färg faller av. Och sorger har vi inga, våra glada visor klingar. När vi går över dagstänkta berg faller av. Det gamla och kloka molé faller av. Vi är ej förståndiga som de faller av. Men vem skulle sjunga om våren den långa om vi vore kloka som de faller av. Men vem skulle sjunga om våren den långa om vi vore kloka som de faller av.
Flipper, is this it? Is this where you found it? Sandy, look.
I don't see anything.
This canal parallels Slingshot Road.
So?
Well, Flipper found the canteen here. It's just a possibility that... Well, maybe their truck was washed off and the floodgates were open.
Didn't you say that they closed the road before they opened the floodgates?
Yeah, I know. I know it's a long shot, but it's one we can't overlook. We're going up the canal. Flipper, you stay here. It's fresh water up there.
Flipper, don't follow us, understand?
Thank you.
Dad says you should have this.
Dad, you've been stuffing me for a week. I'm all right. Can I go swimming with Flipper, please?
Now listen, bud. A concussion is nothing to fool around with. The doctor said 3 more days, and that's it.
But how does the doctor know how I feel?
He knows. Hello, Stevie.
Hello, Mr. Ricks. Sandy. How are you, bud?
Oh, I'm fine. But the doctor says I don't feel good.
He seems impatient.
Well, he'll be all right. Luckily, he's got a hard head.
I wonder where he got that.
Bud, you've just been made leader of your patrol.
Wow, what do you know about that?
Congratulations, bud.
Oh, that's not all, Stevie. Tell him the rest.
Well, the consul said about the accident that I was to be... I can't remember the rest.
Well, the council said that because Stevie was so courageous at the time of the accident, he has been recognized as exemplifying the 10th Scout Law. A scout is brave.
Wow! Looks like you've been recognized by Flipper, too!